CNBC's Big January continues with the JPM Healthcare Conference, the Amex Golf Tournament, Inauguration Day, and the World Economic Forum in Davos. Get ahead of the game. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All right, BT is out, but we do have his picks in hand. Today's football picks are brought to you by ELEC 825, Building Our Future, and by London menswear brand Charles Tirwhitt. Shop your new favorites at ctshirts.com. Perfect Parlay Pick Segment Week 17. So last week, I went for a three-teamer. I hit two and pushed the other. So, as parlays do, it pays out for the two-teamer, which brings me 25 points closer to BT. Right now, BT is in first with 240 points after 16 weeks. I am in second with 215 points. Hoff, last year's champion, is trailing right now, still mathematically alive, with 140 points. Two teams are worth 25, three teams are worth 50, four teams are worth 100. We can pick our strategy, whichever week we want to go here. All right, Hoff, so you have BT's perfect parlay to start us off. What do we got for week 17?
Yes, there you go. Hit that music
there you go,
for Dovey. BT. He's back, baby. He is going Tennessee plus one at
Jacksonville. How many teams? I need to know how many.
He's doing a twofer.
Oh, twofer. Okay, playing it close to the vest. All
smells
right.
Like chicken.
All right, good.
Listen, I got nothing to say. Yeah. I'm basically out of it. Tennessee plus one at Jacksonville.
I'm seeing Tennessee minus one here, FYI. Did you check these lines?
Let's double check what he's told me.
Okay, well, whatever. It's just on the score app right now, but go ahead.
Could have changed. Yeah. Could have changed.
Okay, anyway, go ahead, Tennessee.
And then San Francisco plus 3.5.
That is the same line.
Versus Detroit.
Ooh.
So those are the twofers that he's going for.
Tennessee, whether it's minus one, that's what it is right now, and then San Fran plus 3.5. All right, so BT trying to play it close to the vest with 2 weeks to go and cash that two-teamer. What do you got, Hoff?
Oh, yeah. Listen, I'm 100 away. I just need to hit one, baby. Let's go. This is the week. I am going to go a little crazy here. I listened to what all the Francescas had to say.
Yeah.
I listened to what Nick had to say. I am locked in on the Chargers. Minus four and a half, excuse me.
Yes.
Chargers minus 4.5. I agree. New England sucks. I'm going Green Bay plus 1.5. I do feel lucky with that. Minnesota is a good team, but Green Bay just been playing so much better. Plus 1.5 on the road. I'll take them. Washington minus 4 versus your Atlanta team. I'm sorry about that.
Mm.
And then finally.
Great song, by the way.
I need this. I am going against everybody so far. I am taking Cincinnati minus 3.5 versus Denver. I don't know why. I feel like their offense is prolific. I know that they can't stop my kids' football team, but maybe this is the week that they actually cover. So minus 3.5 Cincinnati versus Denver. That's what I got.
Okay, there you go. Hoff looking to cash that 4-teamer. You need it. By the way, you hit, and then all of a sudden you're back in, and then that's it. I mean, you hit one of these 4-teamers, you're in first place.
Get ready, baby.
Assuming that we don't hit. I need to cash out here. I mean, I did last week to tighten the race. I am not going to play scared. I am not going to play close to the vest. I am going to go for a three-teamer and go to snatch the lead with 1 week to go from BT. We're going to start with the Bills. If you heard before, and in case you didn't, check it out on the free Odyssey app. We had both Harrison and Jack Francesa in. I gave you the South special. My best bet is the Bills minus 9.5 over the Jets. They're going to steamroll the Jets. Jets are banged up. Jets are dead. You know, in that weather, in that atmosphere, Bills still need the win to secure number two seed. Give me Buffalo minus 9.5. I don't even think that hard about it. Game number two, where it gets a little tricky, I am going to go with the Cardinals. Nick talked about it, Cardinals being banged up. We don't know what's going on with Connor as far as the running back situation goes. Right now, they're getting 6.5 points. I can see the Rams winning, but I'm going to go with the Cardinals team who's been pretty good to me all year long. They're tough. Yeah, they're eliminated, but still something to play for, especially in a division game. I think 6.5 is too much. So give me the Cardinals plus 6.5 to cover in Los Angeles against the Rams. Game number three. Now, I hate to do this because it impacts my heart. You know, I root for Atlanta to win the division in the NFC South. But I think the Bucs are going to roll over the Panthers. Panthers have been doing a good job keeping it close. You're starting to hear now a lot of people get on the side of the Panthers, whether it's Jack Francesa before, Nick Costos was talking about the Panthers, Young playing much better. The line is 8 for a reason. Bucs are at home. They're the better team. They've been the clear better team in the NFC South. I could see the Falcons maybe beating Washington and going into to the Week 18 tied. But give me the Bucs minus 8. They're going to light up the scoreboard. I just don't think the Panthers could hang with them. So give me Tampa at home to cover over the Panthers. In summation, Bills minus 9.5 at home. Cardinals on the road getting 6.5 over the Rams. And the Bucs minus 8 at home against the Panthers, looking to take the lead from BT as we head to Week 17. In the Perfect Parlay Pick segment. As for these straight-ups, these have kind of been easy the last few weeks. So just picking against the Giants and Jets both. Although I did gain 5. Both of us, Hop, gained 5, I think, on BT a couple weeks back when we had the Jets over the Jaguars.
Yeah, you both gained 10 on me last week because I went Jets-Giants.
Okay, so we both gained 10. That hurt you a little bit, believe it or not. I'm going to go Bills and Colts chalk here. What is Hop?
Yeah,
you and BT
it's a family pot. Bills. Okay. And Colts.
Hard to make a case anything other than the Colts and the Bills this week. I mean, yeah, you love to see the upset. I mean, actually, you wouldn't love to see the upset at this point. I don't think any New York football team wants to see them win at this point. It's over. It's for a better draft pick right now. And we think that that's going to be the case. All right, that does it for the Perfect Parlay Pick segment, Week 17.